Raise your hand if you think daylight saving time should just be done away with. You can't see me right now, but my hand is raised high. I mean, I've seen people talk about what would actually happen if daylight savings didn't exist. And I think half of the year, that would mean the sun setting at like 4 p.m. So that doesn't sound great to me either, but I'm not a fan of daylight savings. The good news is that we are springing forward soon. And I feel like springing forward isn't nearly as brutal as falling back. The clock will say 8 a.m. when you wake up rather than 7 a.m., so yay! Although I can't change the overall system of daylight savings, I can help you go into the weekend with a plan to help your child's sleep stay on track as much as possible. Hey there, I'm Lauren Engler, your fellow mom friend and pediatric sleep consultant of Via Graces. This is a place where you'll learn all the sleep tips and tricks so you feel equipped to navigate the ups and downs of your little one's sleep. You'll also get an inside look at our family's life as I share the real joys and tougher moments of parenting. So whether you're nap trapped, driving to daycare pickup, or you're enjoying a solo evening walk, my goal is for this podcast to be another reminder that when it comes to most things in parenting, all it takes is a plan and a whole lot of grace. I'm so glad you're here. Before I jump in, I just want to say, if you're listening to this and thinking, I usually just wing it and we come out just fine, great. We will all end up together on the other side after a week or so anyway. But if you're already stressing about what to do, don't worry. We have a plan. In our house, we usually start with a plan and then at some point we just kind of wing it because some activity or event throws us off or one kiddo adjusts quickly while the others are still adjusting, but it still helps me to have some sort of plan and just understand what's actually happening. So just to get all of our heads on straight because it's confusing. When we spring forward, 8 p.m. on the clock feels like 7 p.m. to our bodies, meaning if we put our kids to bed at 7 like usual, their body feels like it's only 6 p.m. and that probably won't fly. So I'm going to walk you through when to start adjusting for daylight saving time, as well as how to spring forward with your kiddo based on their age. So first, when should you start adjusting your child's sleep for daylight savings? Some people prefer to start adjusting their child's schedule before daylight savings so that once the clocks change, their little one is all adjusted. If that works better for your family or for your schedule, go for it. I simply wait until the time change actually happens, wake up like usual that Sunday morning, and then adjust all of the clocks and our schedule from there. It works well for us. Like I mentioned before, I'm now going to talk about how to handle daylight savings based on your child's age. And before I do so, all of this talk of schedules might be overwhelming, so I want to tell you about two free resources we have to help. If you have a newborn, we have a resource called the 3 Daily Routines for Newborns, and that includes those newborn awake windows. So go to viagraces.com/newborns-routines, or it'll be linked in the show notes below. If you have a baby 4 to 17 months old, we have the ultimate guide to baby sleep schedules. You'll want to go to viagraces.com/schedules, or again, they'll all be in the show notes below. I will also include a link to this transcribed blog post, as there will be schedule examples for everything I walk through so you have a visual of what I'm talking about. I seriously use my own schedule examples. I screenshot them right on my phone because daylight savings is that confusing. So first, let's talk about springing forward with young babies on an awake window schedule. If you have a little one who strictly follows awake windows, lucky you. You're just going to keep following those awake windows. If you've been hoping for a slightly later bedtime, you can use this time change to get there. However, if you're happy with your child's current schedule, you can simply cap one of their naps to get them to bed around the same time as usual. For example, if your four-month-old usually takes an afternoon nap from 3:30 to 4:30, wake them up at 5 p.m. on Sunday, which will feel like 4 p.m., so you can still get them to bed before 8. This is also where having a consistent bedtime routine comes in really handy because it will help alert your little one's mind and body that it's bedtime. Now let's talk springing forward with babies and toddlers on a set nap schedule. If you have a baby or toddler who takes one or two naps every day and they're on a clock-based schedule, your best bet is to adjust their schedule in 15-minute intervals every 2 days. I'm going to spout off what this looks like, but remember, there are visuals available in that blog post that's linked in the show notes. So when it comes to bedtime, if your child usually goes to bed around 7 p.m., move bedtime to 7:45 p.m. on days 1 and 2, which would be Sunday and Monday. This will feel like 6:45 p.m. to their body. Then on days 3 and 4, bring your little one's bedtime forward another 15 minutes to 7:30 and do the same for naps. On days 5 and 6, move your child's bedtime forward to 7:15. And by day 7, you'll be back to 7 o'clock. Then do the same for naps. Bring your little one's nap forward, according to their body clocks, by about 15 minutes every 2 days until you're back to your current schedule at the end of the week. And when it comes to the mornings, like I mentioned before, simply let your little one wake up Sunday morning when they usually do, and then start adjusting their schedule from there. Then on day 2, wake them up at 7:45 a.m. to continue the adjustment. Remember, that will feel like 6:45 a.m. to them. Days 3 and 4, however, wake them up at 7:30 a.m. as you'll be pulling their nap forward by 15 minutes. Days 5 and 6, wake them up at 7:15, and day 7, wake them up at 7 a.m. I know waking up a sleeping child just isn't fun, but it's necessary when adjusting their schedule. Now let's talk about those bigger kids no longer taking naps. If you have an older child who doesn't nap anymore, I suggest using 30-minute intervals as they just won't be as sensitive to the change. So for bedtime, if your child is usually in bed by 7, move their bedtime to 7:30 for 3 days. Remember, this will feel like 6:30 to them. Then on the 4th day, make bedtime 7 again. You'll adjust mornings similarly as well, waking your child around 30 minutes early the first few days to help their body clock adjust to the nighttime change. Remember though, if you use something like the Hatch Rest, if you have some sort of toddler clock, make sure you adjust what time that clock is changing colors in the morning to help alert their body and mind, again, it's time to wake up. It'll take a few more days for their body to fully adjust, but by the end of the week, your little one's schedule should be back to normal. And again, make sure you head to that blog post linked in the show notes for those schedule examples you can screenshot and have to access whenever you need. Finally, I just want to share a few tips for everybody, you included. Remember that springing forward now means the sun is going to rise earlier. If there is any sunlight starting to creep into your child's room around 5, maybe 6 a.m., that extra light could cause an early morning waking, and we certainly don't want that. So make sure your little one's room is dark. And I'm talking, I can't see my hand in front of my face dark, whether it's 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. There's another link in the show notes with my favorite blackout solutions if you haven't found some yet. And finally, get outside. Our body clocks can be very sensitive, and even with slight changes in schedules, we can get thrown off. So make sure both you and your kiddos are getting outside regularly during this adjustment. Not only does soaking up the sunlight specifically in the morning and around sunset help our body clocks adjust, but it's one more opportunity to play, and get some extra energy out so we can all sleep well. Yay for daylight saving time, right? If you're in a state or country that does not do daylight saving time, we're jealous. Okay, so what's the plan in grace here? The plan is we are springing forward whether we like it or not. And you can have a plan that helps your little one's body clock adjust to it within about a week. Or for some of you, the plan might be there is no plan, and that plan totally works for some. The grace? No one likes time change. We're all gonna be looking at the clock and confusing ourselves trying to do the math all week long. We might forget that we're adjusting and mess up a nap time. The good news is, within about a week or so, we should be back to our normal schedules and you won't have to do the mental math anymore. And let's get excited about the fact that the sun will be out longer. And if you're like me and love getting in evening walks after bedtime or during bedtime because your husband's amazing, it will be possible again soon enough. Finally, if daylight savings is the least of your worries when it comes to your child's sleep and you'd like some help, make sure you head to viagraces.com/services to see how we can best serve your family and get everyone the best rest possible.